drinking at the springs of living water. And in our mind, my soul they satisfy. Drinking at the springs of living water. Oh, wonderful and bountiful supply. 462. 462.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus, we want you, Lord. Jesus, I need you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Pray tonight for the boys that are down in the village. Ask the Lord to meet them. Their first meeting, I believe. I don't even know what they're doing. Does anybody know? Having a meeting tonight?
A regular meeting.
I know, to put it in Brother Peter's vernacular, they're coming today and we want to hit them right away. He means that not literally, but they want to get off to a good start. And I alluded to that last night, I think it was, when I had gone down there two years ago, in the first meeting, how God came to them. And I think maybe you were there, down there a couple years ago. I'm not sure. But I know the Lord wants to meet these boys tonight, and the cottagers too. And we also want to pray that the Lord will help them, especially the cottagers, although it can happen in the village too, that the Lord will give them a good first night. Sometimes the first night away from mommy and daddy and home is a little tough. It's a little tough for me still, but the Lord helps. And so, Father, we thank you for those who have come on grounds today at camp, Lord. We thank you for the children that are here. We pray for them tonight, Lord. We pray for the cottagers that you'll bless them. Lord, each one of them, you know where they're from. You know if it's the first time they've been away from home, some of them perhaps ever. Never slept out overnight any place, and here they are at camp. And for some, it's a strange environment. And Lord, we just pray that you'll give them the comfort that they need. Give them good rest tonight, Lord, and bless the counselors. Help them to know how to deal with each situation and each child. And Lord, you just meet every need. We pray that you'll bless them as they look to you tonight before they go to sleep, Lord, as they pray together. We ask, Lord, that you'll draw very near to these cottagers and work in their hearts. And we pray also now for the village in Natick and Onantum. Lord, a regular meeting. That means they're down there in the village, in the meeting house. They're going to be worshiping you. They're going to be hearing your word. They're going to be challenged by it. They're going to be invited to seek you, to open up their hearts to you and let you accomplish the purpose for which you send your word tonight. Lord, we pray that the Holy Spirit will fall upon these boys, Lord, and that you will touch their lives and that you will touch their hearts. Lord, bless Brother Peter tonight, we pray. Give him words. Anoint the words that you give to him and every counselor. Fill them with faith over each child in their group, Lord. We just commit them to you and thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day that you've given us. And we pray, Lord, that you will now accomplish your work in their meetings. And we hear, Lord, as we're gathered, this is the group. Here we are, Lord. We pray that you'll meet us. We pray that you'll help us. Come to us tonight, Lord, in this meeting. We open our hearts to you. We thank you that there is a living water that flows, a spring of living water. Lord, it's not just out there somewhere, but you want that well to be within us. And you want us to drink so much that out of our innermost being would flow rivers of living water. Lord, so fill us that you might flow through us, that you might use us, that you might be glorified.
Dear Lord, we need you. We need you. Lord, with that request comes so much. Get rid of the pollution that's in us. Get rid of the stuff that doesn't belong and make us a holier vessel which you can fill and better use, sanctified, meet for your use, prepared for every good work, O God. Lord, you know how to do that for us. You know how to do that for staff and for guests, for young and for old. Lord, and so we give this meeting to you, and to that end we give ourselves to you, and we open our hearts to you, and we pray, King of Glory, come in and do your work and fight on our behalf and undertake for us, we pray. Oh, Lord Jesus, have your way. Have your way. We come to you. We come. You bid us to come. And so, Lord, here we are presenting our bodies as living sacrifices. Let the fire fall. Come to us and meet us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. 233. Let's also sing. 233.
Jesus, I come. Jesus, I come to you. Hallelujah, we come, dear Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We come right to you in your presence, O Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Wonderful, Lord. We come, Jesus, into your presence, Lord, tonight. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is precious, He is so precious. Jesus is precious to me. He is my Savior, Lord, and my Master. Jesus is precious to me. Jesus is precious. He is so precious.
Precious. And I understand the intent of that in the original language is to those of you that believe, he's revealing how precious he is. More and more. More and more. And as we've just heard, he puts a great hunger into our hearts for himself because he wants to show you how precious he is. How wonderful he is. And that is a work of the Holy Spirit. It's to take the things of Christ and to make them real to us. To take the words of Jesus and to make them real and precious to us. To take the presence of Jesus and the glory of God and make that precious to us. That's all a work of the Holy Spirit. And it gets better and we grow more and it gets fuller and deeper. And there's just no end. There's just no end to how precious Jesus is. And the Holy Spirit will tell us and help us to understand and to see. I suppose the further we go, the more we grow. How wonderful, how much more wonderful yet Jesus can be. And you think, well, that's about enough now. I don't know that there can be more, but there can be. He is so precious to me. 'Tis heaven below my Redeemer to know. He is so precious to me. And he wants to reveal that to you, to those who believe. Oh, to those of us who are here tonight. He wants to show you how wonderful he is, how precious he is. And he does that by his Spirit. He opens the eyes of our understanding. He gives us illumination so that we can see. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ that John saw there on that island of Patmos in the Spirit. On the Lord's Day, and all of a sudden he saw Jesus as he had never seen Jesus before. And he tries to write about it there in the first chapter of Revelation. I don't know what kind of a description he really gives, but it's understandable enough to see that John saw something that just really floored him. It was so precious to him. Jesus was so wonderful to him. And I wonder if he's that way to me tonight, to you tonight. Well, he can become that. And if he's precious, he wants to show you how much more wonderful he can still become. From glory to glory. Oh, thank God, the eyes of my understanding, that I might see. Oh, the Holy Spirit has come to illumine, to help us to see. Take the dimness of our souls away. I went to the eye doctor and they told me to read a line on the chart. I couldn't tell nothing about that line. I said, I can't see a thing. He said, that's okay, you couldn't see that last year either. I said, okay, well, I felt better about that. And the Lord, sometimes he shows that we can't see. We can't just see it. He wants to bring it into focus. He wants to clarify our vision. And he does that by giving us eye salve, anointing our eyes. Now, who does that? What is that called? What is that? That's what the Holy Spirit's here to do. And oh, thank God he's here to help you and me tonight there. My favorite song, if we don't sing it soon, we'll sing it right now, number 75 in the White Book. It's a prayer. It doesn't take me too long to get around to it because I think of it often. Take the dimness, Lord, of my soul away. I don't care for a prophet ecstasy or a sudden rending of the veil, but Lord, I want to just know you a little bit better, and I want to see your preciousness, and I want to love you more. And maybe it's your prayer tonight. I trust it is. We've come, all of us, have come with that desire to meet Jesus. Let's ask him to help us. Number 75, in the white book. Maybe you'd like to stand. We can do that as we sing.
Spirit of God, descend upon my heart. Renew from birth through all its pulses cold. Stoop to my weakness.
Those last verses. I wonder if anybody here can tell me what happened to anybody, everybody in the Bible when they saw the Lord, when the dimness was taken away. Can you think of anyone, and can you tell me what happened to them when they had that experience?
I'm undone.
Isaiah chapter 6, what happened to him? I'm undone. I see the Lord. I see him. Holy, holy, holy. And I am ruined, is what that really. I'm ruined. I'm utterly ruined. I'm a prophet. But I see the holiness of God, and I'm undone. I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the Lord. I've seen the Lord of hosts. And it kind of brought Isaiah down a whole lot of notches, and he just fell down before God. And then he said, Lord, now what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? Here am I, send me, send me. Anybody else? What happened to somebody that saw the Lord and the dimness was taken away?
Saul fell to his knees.
Same thing. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they talked. I don't think Isaiah and Saul talked. But the same experience. When he saw the Lord, he knew the Lord, a religious guy, knew the scriptures better than I know the scriptures. A Pharisee of the Pharisees, concerning the law, blameless. But then he met the Lord on that road. He saw the Lord, and the dimness was taken. Who art thou, Lord? I am Jesus, who you're persecuting. It's hard for you to kick against the goads. Lord, what do you want me to do? And then the Lord gave him those instructions, and his life was changed, revolutionized. Anybody else?
Peter,
when he saw the Lord. What happened to him?
I'm a sinner.
It's the Lord. That's the Lord. When he recognized the Lord, he realized himself. I'm a sinner. How about John? What happened to John on that island of Patmos? He saw the Lord. What did he do? He fell down. Just worship before the Lord. You know, when the dimness gets taken away, there's a real change. And little by little, the clarity of who he is, and sometimes more greatly than at other times, and sometimes we get a real sight of himself, and a real sight of himself gives us a better sight of ourselves. And we see that we're nothing, and that he's everything, and he's precious, and he's wonderful. and he's real. Daniel saw the Lord. Others saw the Lord, and they just got down and they worshiped him. They worshiped him. And their lives were changed. And so it is with all of us. We've seen the Lord too, haven't you? Your eyes have been opened. You've seen him. A little glimpse. Could it be better? No? Maybe a little bit? Just a little clear? Yeah. I trust so. Let's sing those last verses. Hast thou not been this lovely God and King? All thine own soul, heart, and strength and mind.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.